Okay, I'm ready.
One moment. Deidre?
Mm-hmm.
I have Carrie.
Hi, Carrie. How are you?
Good. Thanks for doing this interview, Deidre. I did read your book over the weekend. I absolutely loved your book.
And tell everybody you know that.
I will. And I already have a friend lined up. She wants me to mail it to her when I'm done.
No. Have her go on DeidreHall.com and get her own book personalized.
Okay, I'm going to tell her that.
Well, I wish you print that because they can get it from Amazon.com, of course. But and we have a company that's figured out a way that they can order the book, one or both books,
mm-hmm.
and for a little bit of extra, they can then the company ships it to me and ships the order, and I can personalize it and send it back to people that are giving it as a gift.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Hey, Mary, happy holidays. We wanted you to have this kind of thing, and it's great fun for me to do.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that only happens on DeidreHall.com, so
okay.
Kind of go there.
Okay, what inspired you to write How Does She Do It?
Just knowing a lot of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Having been in television for 4 years, and realizing that women as a group and as a culture love to share stuff about their appearances and beauty, and it's what I've done with all my girlfriends for 50 years.
Mm-hmm.
Wrong, 4 years. Lynn has always said, you know so much about finding your light, you know so much about shadows, you know so much about wardrobe and belts and earrings, and why don't you write the beauty book? So
mm-hmm.
So we sat down together and just went, okay, let's do it. And a lot of the stories, you know, from having read it, are based on things I've learned on camera
mm-hmm.
that do actually pertain to everyday life. It's finding your light in an office meeting, that kind of stuff. So it's, one of my favorite parts of the book is our list, because there's a list of your emergency makeup kit that you have to have in your car.
Right.
In case you pull up to a cute guy. You go, wait a minute. I'm going to a school meeting, and that single man is going to be there. I better pull my hair up. So we've made fun lists of all the things you would want to have at your disposal to look your best on a moment's notice.
Mm-hmm. So how often have you dug into your bag?
I end up using it quite a bit,
mm-hmm.
only because I'll think, I'm going to go to carpool, I'll drop off Tully at school,
mm-hmm.
and want to run to the market and think, I look pale. I'll throw on some blush. I'll throw on my dark glasses. I'll throw on a cap. I'll, put on some lipstick. And all of a sudden, you're good to go.
Right.
One thing we say in the book that I think is terribly important is you must always be, 20 minutes away from looking good. And that means you've got to have clean hair and clean skin.
Mm-hmm.
So, don't think you can go out with greasy hair and pull it together. It just doesn't happen.
I loved your quote in the book about you said to one of your ex-husbands, I can't talk to you right now, my hair is dirty, or something like that. I thought that was so funny.
Yeah. Did you resonate to that?
I'm sorry?
Did you resonate to that?
Yeah, sometimes I feel like, well, I'm a stay-at-home mom, but I'm always doing something, and it'll be after dinner, I realize, wow, I didn't even take a shower today. And you feel like, I don't know, you just feel so odd. When you're not clean.
Well, the tendency to think, I'll get by for right now. I'll get by for today. I'll wash my hair tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Or I'll put on makeup tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
That's not your best self.
Right.
Not that there aren't laundry days to be had, but I think if you want to leave the house, the best way to do it is feeling like your best possible self.
Oh, yes. You co-wrote this book with your friend, Lynn Bellman. How did you guys become friends in the first place?
Lynn hired me. She was the head of Redken Laboratory Advertising.
Okay.
When I met her. And young and highly accomplished. And we were both in our 20s, and she hired me for a photo shoot for a Redken hair product. That was it. We were just, we knew right then, okay, lifelong friends.
Aww.
And have been through marriages and deaths of husbands and terrible losses and terrible and wonderful accomplishments and huge life altering situations and I'm spending Thanksgiving with her. You know what I mean? We're still that close.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Yep.
Wow. You mentioned your son. I think it was your older son. You mentioned in the book that he wanted you to do his hair for the prom. I mean, you must have felt so proud when he said that.
I thought I was going to well up.
Oh.
and you know what it is? It's because I do a set cut. What we call a set cut, which is you get to work. Your hair is a little bit shaggy on one side. They just hack it for you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it's a hairdo to last for today and tomorrow. A haircut. It isn't the one you want to go and, you know, and get geometrically cut classically, but you want to get through looking your very best.
Mm-hmm.
And in a hair salon, they'll tend to give you a haircut that will look good in 3 weeks.
Right.
And he wanted to look good that night, so, and he knows that's what I'll give him.
Yeah, my kids are 6 and 10. I've never even trimmed their hair. I'm scared to death. It'll end up looking really crooked.
Do it now when they don't care. Learn how to do it now. Let them get used to it when they don't care about how they look.
My oldest is starting to care because he doesn't want Emma cutting his hair now, but my little one, he had a mohawk over the summer, and he was pretty darn happy with that.
Cute.
Yeah, and that's, you know, it's the summer. I don't care. He can have a mohawk. It doesn't bother me.
Mm-hmm. Of course.
Yeah, as soon as school came back, though, it was gone. if acting didn't work out, did you see yourself maybe being in a field of beauty, maybe a makeup artist or a hairstylist?
No, I've had several friends go to beauty college.
Oh.
Get your hairdressing license, because I do all my friends' hair. I color hair.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, that shit might have sailed, but I do it anyway. I color, you know, color it up with people's hair.
Mm-hmm. How much of Marlena's style is your style?
Oh, it's all the same.
It's all the same. Mm-hmm.
I dress younger than she does, but
mm-hmm.
except for that. And I've had people say, why don't you young her up a little bit? And when you walk into work and when you leave work, you're like 20 years younger than when you are on stage.
Mm-hmm.
So, maybe I will.
Yeah, I love the story you had in the book about the actor that was standing in your light and Wayne Northrop came up and set him straight about that. And I remember Brian Dottillo, when he left the show, he made a comment that that's one thing he learned from you is not to stand in a woman's light. So,
what kind of gentleman would do that?
and you know,
there, if you watch the show, you'll see some women half-shadowed and go, that man is a jerk.
Is he not
seeing what I'm seeing? Because he's looking right at her face and sees a big shadow. Where does he think it's coming from?
Right. I mean, when I watch the show, it's just as a fan, it bugs me when half of someone's face is blocked. It looks bad. It just about does. When it comes to new beauty products, are you one of the people who you're the first one to try it, or do you let your friends experiment first, and if it works for them, then you try it?
I experiment.
Mm-hmm.
And we get sent a lot of things.
Oh, I bet.
To try, so it's fun.
Mm-hmm.
And I will still learn from girlfriends. As I said, I'm spending Thanksgiving with Lynn, Polly and I, and you know, we'll sit while we're up there and do our makeup at the kitchen table together.
Aww.
And it's still passing things back and forth and trying this and trying that and always learning.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, did you mention stuff in the book I have never heard before? Like the, I guess you would call it a lip tattoo to make the lips darker, and those bands. I have never heard of such a thing. And it sounds like such an easy fix, you know, for a problem.
I can't say enough about it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, for women that don't have time to do a full, you know, full drag makeup or... don't want to have to think about any of it. Women that have lost a lot of the their brow hair,
mm-hmm.
or need definition in their eyes with a permanent eyeliner. It's a miraculous thing.
My mother-in-law, she actually did have her eyebrows tattooed, and it was bad. So I love in your book how you just tell people, please find the right person for this.
Please.
Yeah, basically her eyebrows are green. They're green. Oh, I know.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah.
Oh, man, I'm so sorry.
Yeah. Fans were wondering, during your time off the show, any of the vets you missed working with? Sorry, I don't know why there's an echo.
Oh, okay, because it was bouncing out here. Say it again.
is there any vets that you missed while you were off the show?
Any what that I missed?
Veteran actors.
I have not been social with most of my co-stars.
Mm-hmm.
I would see Martha Madison from time to time.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, we spend so much time together,
mm-hmm.
and although I love them and respect them and enjoy their company, I have a lot of their company. So my time off stage is spent with family and close friends.
Well, this is a bit of an inside joke, but could you give Teo Penglis a call sometime?
Why?
Oh, you know how he is. Oh, I haven't heard from Deidre. No, Joe Mascola owes me a dinner. And I haven't heard from Leanne.
So cute.
I know. He just...
Tell him my number hasn't changed.
I sure will. Well, Marlena has a couple of big storylines coming up, one with Will. And Will confides with Marlena. What is it about Marlena that Will thinks that she's the right person to go to?
She's known him since he was born.
Mm-hmm.
She is as accepting a human being as walks the earth. And he knows that her love of him is unflappable,
mm-hmm.
unchangeable, and irrevocable.
Mm-hmm. And Marlene is also involved with Jack's post-traumatic stress disorder storyline, and I'm very excited about this storyline. What could you tell us about it?
God, I got chills when you said it.
Mm-hmm.
We have I guess they promote this stuff. We have an episode coming up where Greg Meng wanted to bring home the heart of veterans. And I'm saying that badly. He wanted to have a scene that was authentic,
mm-hmm.
and that was authentic.
Mm-hmm.
And so they brought in five wounded warriors. And among them was my friend Leslie, who brought with her what they call a service dog. She's lost most of her sight and lost her leg, and she was one of the main leading characters in the group therapy session. And in the session was also my surrogate mother's eldest son, who was injured in Afghanistan,
mm-hmm.
and who is now home. It was a day with these Americans that none of us will ever forget. They sat together in the green room. They were with Marcy, who was our head of casting. She was exquisite in bringing them together and making them feel comfortable and running the lines. And Rob Buchanan, he's my son through surrogacy because he is the son of my surrogate mother.
Mm-hmm.
Right, is that clear to people how I'm saying it? I have two sons that were born with the help of a surrogate mother.
Right.
And and Rob is one of her own biological children. And we've all been incredibly close since we met. And the families are close. And he said to me at one point, wow, these scenes are hard. He has a few lines. And I said, tell me what? He said, it's the stuff we say.
Mm-hmm.
It's how we feel.
Mm-hmm.
To be sitting in this room with other vets having this conversation is surreal, and it's vulnerable.
Mm-hmm.
And oh my gosh, I mean, it just, I can't tell you what a piece of magic happened that day. In fact, we all went out for drinks afterwards and just couldn't meet each other.
Mm-hmm.
Just couldn't say goodbye. And you'll see that, and I'm sure they'll talk about it more when the thing gets closer, but Matt Ashford is going to take your breath away.
Mm-hmm.
I kept looking at him thinking, how are you doing this? Looking at myself saying, how are you doing this? How are you getting through these scenes? Then I had to, I was doing time tables in my head.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's so dear and intense and emotional and raw. Anyway, blah, 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 there it is.
Were the vets able to tell their own story, or was there a script for them?
They interested in telling their own stories.
Oh, okay.
So yes and yes. Yeah. And Isaac, ISSAC, who is Leslie's service dog, was... It was great to see him because, you know, I know him because I'm a friend of hers. When he was working, what we sent out an email ahead of time, not we, the production company, saying, please do not play with the dog. Don't pet the dog. He's working. Ignore the dog. He's working. And so everybody ignored the dog. And he was in all the scenes with us, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
And at one point when we were all done, she said, okay, we're all done. Yes, we're all done. That's a wrap. She said, okay, I'm taking Isaac's coat off. And, I mean, that dog and the soldiers got on the floor with him. And, I mean, he leapt. He leapt all four paws off the ground. You know how dogs twist their torsos?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he was like a three-year-old. He was just, he ran and he jumped. I've got shots of it that I'll hopefully will run the magazines. It was an amazing day.
Well,
I'm so proud of our company for doing this. Like, I can't give them enough attaboys for stepping up, doing the real deal, using real soldiers, and we'll use them again because we're doing some more veteran shows.
Oh, good.
But, such a source of pride.
Yeah, it seems like Dave kind of doesn't go all the way. Like, when Philip lost his leg, after a while, I mean, Philip had two legs again. I mean, it's stuff like that. I mean, I know I was under a completely different regime. It's stuff like that, though, as a fan that kind of drives you nuts. I mean, right? I mean, they could, you know, continue Philip's current storyline, and then, you know, all of a sudden he's fine and he's curing people, and he's that really bothered a lot of fans, but it was unnecessary, you know.
But we need to start wrapping it up.
Okay. I just have one last question. The fans want to know if there's a third book to look forward to in the future.
I'm talking about writing a Manners book, but right now I don't have the energy or the time to do it.
Mm-hmm.
It's what I do on stage, is correcting kids and correcting grammar and, you know, that sort of thing. Now, Carrie, make sure that people know how to go to DeidreHall.com, and please ask them to follow me on Deidre Hall fan page and Facebook.
I will, and I'll link all that.
Good talking to you.
Thank you. Thanks, Deidre. Thanks, Maya.
Thanks so much.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.